I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Man, it sounds like you made a brand new friend out there. Mm-hmm. You, God, I could we could hear you laughing through the door. So Bryn was
a guy.
Yeah, we have a guest coming up in just a couple minutes by the name of David Nihil. And it's, you know what's funny? Everybody that we've mentioned, like we told Corey Rosen yesterday, oh yeah, David Nihil's coming. Oh, David! Oh, I love David! Tell Scott Caparo, oh, David, I love David. Oh. I mean, people are just claiming ownership on this guy.
Harry, talked to Scott about him?
No, I didn't talk to him. I mean, he, you know, but he was flipping out when he found out whenever it was.
Great.
Yeah. So this guy, he knows some people.
Okay.
And he's going to, maybe he'll give us a lesson in how to, I mean, we talk for a living. Maybe he should give us some pointers.
First I heard of him was this morning when you said David Nihil's coming on, and I went, I don't know him.
Well, we talked about him yesterday because he's got this big, he has like a comedy, and it's called, let me get the exact name right here because we're going to have him on in a second. The Real Irish Comedy Festival. It's coming to 7 Bay Area cities starting this Sunday. It's going to various cities, and we'll talk about all that when he comes on. But it's a group of Irish comedians. I wonder if they all have the accent, you know, or if they're just like, look, I'm, you know, you're part Irish, I'm part Irish. We all got a little Irish in us.
Well, but he's from Ireland, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, and even just now I met him out there and he's, you know, has the lovely Irish accent that I love so much that I try to emulate every year around this time. I'm going to try not to do it while he's in here.
All right.
Listen to me try not to do my bad Irish accent while David's in. All right. Let's start with caller number nine right now. 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost on June 27th at the Masonic in San Francisco. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. ScarJo will probably be there. I don't know. I don't want to make any predictions. She might be on a movie set.
Right,
what do I know?
That's probably more likely, but whatever.
Maybe they'll get married the day after. Maybe they're going to do it here in San Francisco. We don't know.
He's a funny dude, though.
He is. He's good. He has a pretty... It's him and Michael Che, who do the Weekend Update, and they're good because they dig at each other all the time. Like, you know, Michael's like, you know, solid white boy joke. And
Jost looks like one of those guys who couldn't grow a mustache if he tried, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't even...
He might actually have a mustache right now because he doesn't shave it and you just can't see it. It's one
right.
of those invisible peach fuzz mustaches. But anyway, we've got tickets for a show and he is hilarious and he's an SNL guy. So he probably tells some stories about that. Caller number nine. Brandon is getting the phones. 800-400-3697. So celebrity trash. Just a couple things here really quick. Look, you know, $67 an hour, it's decent money. You know, especially for an extra part-time job.
$67 an hour? Yeah, that's really good money.
Yeah. It's not bad. That's
What do I got
to
do?
It's not forever, though. This is the problem. It's like it's basically comes out to 1,000 hours of watching the show The Office.
Oh,
it's not 1,000 hours. But if you're a hardcore fan of The Office, they have a little contest going where you can make some $67 an hour for about 15 hours. They are looking for someone to sit and watch. I guess they are going to pick the episodes, specific episodes, and they want you to fill out like a checklist counting the number of common tropes that are used in the episodes. Like every time an eye roll happens or every, you know, let's see, how often Phyllis talks about Bob Vance. Like things specific to The Office, you're going to have to keep this list of them. So USHDish.com. Is looking for someone to watch 15 hours of The Office in exchange for $1,000 in cash. a Netflix gift card, and a bag of Office merchandise. So if you're a hardcore fan, this wouldn't even be hard for you. You have to watch, you have 9 days to watch 15 hours. Plenty of time. It's not even 2 hours a day.
Okay.
About 45 episodes.
How are they choosing the winner? Just out at random? Sign up and then they draw a name from a hat?
It sounds like they're going to be doing a hand selection thing because they want you to post on social media. So they're going to look for someone who's got, who's an influencer already.
All right.
This is just a way for you to be an Office influencer. They say the winner should be social media savvy and they're going to be expected to share their opinions and reactions. So basically they're buying your account for $1,000.
All right. Well, I'm out.
Oh.
I just put up pictures. At whoever.
Oh, I just started adding
whoever.
What
do they call that? Link or
tagging?
Tagging. I don't tag.
Turns out, though, then those
hashtag.
People see, they share your thing.
No, I understand.
It's like a synergy thing.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah,
I just don't do it.
I didn't understand it. Then Johnny Mosley sat me down. He goes, look.
Gave you a tutorial.
Right. Here's what you got to do. I don't know how long I can keep this up, though, man. It's hard.
I think that's funny. He's like, all right, now I showed you how to do that. Now do my show.
Yeah, do my show for me. You got it, Johnny. Seems like a fair trade. Hey, it looks like the postponement of No Time to Die, this is the new Bond film that was supposed to open, when, end of this month, beginning of next month?
Yeah.
They are saying that they had a choice to make, a $30 million hit right now or a one-third of all the profits hit if they decided to go ahead and release it in April. They're basically saying it'll cost them about $30 million to push it back eight months.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
To potentially offset, like say it makes $1 billion worldwide, maybe it would have only made $666 billion
right.
or $6 million. They feel like it might have been that big, and that's why they decided to do it. It's, you know, there's been a huge ad campaign leading up to it, and with the feelings about coronavirus, they don't want to take any chances. Although they're saying movies like Mulan, which is opening pretty soon here, they don't expect it to have, which I think is surprising, they don't expect this to have any impact on that.
Well, they're like to be positive about things.
It is tracking for an 85 million plus U.S. opening.
Mulan.
First weekend opening. It's so huge. There is a lot of talk about this movie. It does look good. This is the Billie Eilish song for No Time to Die.
That's correct.
Let's hear a little of this.
So when they talk about Mulan and its prediction for 85 million, is that based on other redos where they did a live action for like Beauty and the Beast, or they did a live action for you can't count Lion King because that doesn't have humans in it.
It does still count as a
live action.
As a live action.
It does?
Yeah.
It looked like a documentary.
No, it looked incredible, though. They did a really good job, but
here's sort of what they're saying about, I don't know how they make these predictions, and often they're wildly inaccurate. They'll say, oh, this is going to be a $100 million movie, and the thing tanks at $20 million.
At my house, we really liked Mulan. I don't know that we'll go out and see this one right away.
Well, it's PG-13. It's actually not, and it's the first live action carrying the PG-13.
Wow, okay.
Versus the PG. I mean, it's a girl who goes to war.
Right.
My guess is there's some blood. So they're saying if these projections hold, it would be the biggest opening of 2020 to date. The current crown holder is Bad Boys for Life. Of course, it's only, you know, early March. They say it has a shot of matching or exceeding Aladdin's $91 million. That's the other live.
Aladdin, yeah. Right. We watched that.
You've watched the live action one of that?
Of Aladdin, yes, a dozen or more times.
And that's that was just this past summer. So they've got these things. They're cranking these out. Let's see.
My kid didn't care at all that it was Will Smith and not Robin Williams. Didn't matter to her in a bit.
No. It's cost $200 million to make. Mulan. It's opening March 27th, it looks like. They say it's got strong awareness among general audiences and families. It has 3 weeks left in which to make its final marketing push. And they're thinking they're going to make back half their money the first weekend.
All right.
They have all these, you know what? They're just mentioning various Hollywood tracking services. I don't know what those things are. They're like mystery things. But anyway, I guess maybe those same mysterious tracking things said, nah, people aren't going to go see Bond unless you move it. People are too scared. No matter what's going on in the world, though, we need ways to entertain our kids. So maybe that's why Mulan is going to stay.
That's very true.
All right, let's change gears here real quick. We are going to talk to a man by the name of David Nihil. He is an Irish comedian.
Come on in, David.
Come on in, David. Please have a seat right here and check those headphones.
Yeah, I checked the headphones. All right.
Perfect. David, welcome to the Sarah and Vinny program.
Good morning, David.
Oh, let's turn you on right there.
Thank you.
All right.
Very nice to meet you.
Very much likewise. I was very eager and emotionally unstable at the same time to hear your Irish accent. Let's go bright and early in the morning. Here we go. No pressure.
I don't want to stun you with my incredible talents as an Irish woman.
Oh my God!
I know it's
when you turn up at immigration, it's going to get interesting in Ireland too.
I didn't can. Okay, so when I was a wee bairn, I would practice day and night at my mar's knee.
You're not doing too bad. Normally people sound like a pirate over here. They're like, oh, you're Irish. Yarr, what the fuck?
Arr.
Oh, boy.
But there weren't a lot of Irish pirates?
No, well, yeah.
Maybe there were, right?
There probably was. I brought you a few dodgy t-shirts.
Oh, nice. Dodgy.
For Paddy's Day.
Dodgy.
So you...
Oh, wokies. I don't even know if I can really
say that.
Probably
yes,
not. Can
woke
we?
As feck? Absolutely.
No. Oh, yeah, you can say that.
I feel that perhaps we shouldn't.
We're emotionally attached to
I'm starting to get a bit hot.
So you are living in the Bay Area now?
I am. I've been here on and off for like 10 years, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
But
great.
You've lived all over the world. So as I'm reading your one sheet today, I'm like, Jesus, this dude's like, I don't know. Are you like now Irish nobility? You're like the king of Forbes magazine and you make all these TED Talks. And I mean, 34,000 students. You're a guy who teaches people to speak?
Well, no. I mean, you don't want an Irish person teaching you how to speak. That's going to go horribly wrong for the world. We liberally love those dodgy words sometimes, like feck, which is a clean one. But no,
Though?
I'm just getting that in there.
Very well done.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Can you look that up, please?
We did.
That isn't just an Irish bastardization of other word.
It's actually legit.
I say it here, genuinely, I used to say it, Americans would be like, oh my gosh, did you just drop an F-bomb? And I'm like, your people blew up Japan. So let's worry about that one later. If we're talking about DL bombs. But yeah, that puts DL language into perspective.
It does, yeah. I mean, true. It's just a word. I need to be less uptight about it, except that the whole
it's
FCC.
A lovely word. Well, if you turn up to, in Ireland, we get pretty emotional about you guys calling it St. Paddy's Day instead of St. Paddy's Day, which is quite a big difference. And so much
Sorry. Oh, because of D's and T's?
Well, yeah.
St. Patty's Day and not Paddy's Day.
Yeah, you can't just turn our patron saint into a woman and be like, yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Oh,
it's
Patty is a woman. Paddy
is a woman's name.
I see.
Paddy is a man. So it annoys Irish people so much that like when you arrive to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, you will be greeted by a government-issued sign that says, welcome, American people. Please, for feck's sake, it is not St. Patty's Day. And it's the government themselves using this lovely word to remind you. It's hard to remind Americans that, but I used to tell them it's the equivalent of you turning up to Ireland. I mean, like, oh, you guys are celebrating. What are you celebrating? And we're like, Martina Luther King Day.
Ooh. Oh, Martina Luther King.
Got
just
it.
One typo
Martina
there,
Luther
that would be a significant
queen.
Difference.
Right.
Right.
But yeah, we get emotional about that. But yeah, answer to your question.
I forget what the question was now.
It was the speaking stuff. So yeah, the comedy just grew out of trying to get over a fear of public speaking. So I figured stand-up was probably the
worst
way.
So you had to conquer that.
Yeah, well, I tried. American positivity rubbed off of me, so there I was like, you can overcome, man. So I was like, oh, yeah, let me try. it turns out you can't, but you can manage it. That's what happened there. I was like, oh, right.
And yet you've gotten to a point where now you actually teach some kind of class on this. Like, tell me how that works. I actually have fear of public speaking. It's funny.
Me too.
Because we're in a little room. I mean, this is just us.
Yeah, I would have called it a crippling fear until a friend of mine suffered a spinal cord injury, and then I got asked to host a fundraiser for him, and I was afraid of public speaking, but it didn't seem right to use that terminology anymore, and ironically, one of the local comedians in San Francisco gave up his time to do that fundraiser was Scott Caporo.
He wasn't just lying about knowing you.
No, yeah, I've done a lot of shows with Scott over the years, but he was one of the comics when we first came up with this idea of doing, we run a series called Comedy for a Spinal Cause, and I think we've raised about 60 grand for people in the Bay Area with spinal cord injuries.
Nicely done.
Thank you. But yeah, Scott. Scott was one of the first comics to give up his time and say, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. It sounds like a great cause, and I didn't know him well.
Did you ask him personally? Because you are cute.
I asked him personally because I heard him on your radio station.
He was like, what, I get to hang out with you all evening?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
Scott,
I'll do
that
it.
To you. I think anyone who sat in the front row is still emotionally traumatized that night.
It's hard.
They laughed hard.
So tell me about what we're doing next week. I want to hear about this.
Well, we're starting today. Funny enough, we're doing the Real Irish Comedy Fest.
Oh,
sorry about
you.
That. That's my chair, everyone.
Sure it is.
Uh-huh.
That's what he keeps telling us.
You're starting today. Go on.
I'm starting today. We're starting around the corner in the Battery, but that one's a closed show.
Sure.
The private members
great club, though.
It's
good spot.
Club. Yeah, they're more like, you have an event? Lovely. Bring it to us. So we're bringing it to them. But
good. The
first open to the public ones we're doing Sunday. We're down in Santa Cruz. Wednesday, we're in the Independent here in San Francisco.
And it's you and a group of other comedians.
Oh, yeah, group Irish guys, accents included. So okay. I just picked Martin up from the airport yesterday, who's going to go down a treat. Martin's like a 6'4" black guy from Dublin who speaks Gaelic Irish and has a good heavy accent. Because they're always like, black Irish. I'm like, no, this is proper black Irish. So we wanted to bring over a few
direct folks. from Ireland.
Direct from Ireland. Yeah, if it was direct from England, we
wouldn't
let them
wouldn't
over.
Be the same guy. Right.
Go do your own tour.
Oh, please forgive me.
Yeah, the Leaving Europe tour. Get out of here.
So this is, tell me who's on. So you're saying everyone is going to be difficult to understand.
Everyone's going to be difficult to understand, but everyone's going to be just talking about stuff like you didn't know about Ireland, I think, which was the point of it. Like, Ireland, we are the butt of a lot of jokes for being pretty backwards, but like at the moment we have a gay Indian prime minister and you guys are still debating having a female president. We've had 21 years of female presidents. We were the first country in the world to have back-to-back female presidents. It's just all these little facts that most people don't really know, so we've been trying to do that in a comedic way.
I think you guys claim Barack as your guy.
He claimed us.
Oh, did he?
Technically.
You have a rest stop, so we're going down the highway in Ireland,
yes.
And I'm like, you need to pull over. That is the Barack Obama rest stop. We had
Barack Obama Plaza.
I was like, what is happening?
Well, as your listeners will know at the moment, thanks to the world of 23andMe, it's official that we have shagged our way into all your family trees. And that also is a lovely, lovely clean word as well. But if we're not in there, it's a false negative. Just get your money back. But we've got so much so to we 22 presidents of America claim Irish heritage. And when Obama said he was Irish, we're so nice, we just went, yeah, why not?
Oh,
we'll take it.
Nobody asked to see his birth certificate.
Right. Very funny.
You were the only ones.
We have a picture of him drinking a pint of Guinness. We're like, that's done. Done deal. He's
right.
Irish. And then we built him a plaza, and that's exactly where you stopped. It's pretty funny.
The
it's
Bay
so
Area
funny.
Has big business connections in Ireland as well.
Oh,
there's
huge.
A big tech boom in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine back and forth is pretty typical.
It is, yeah. Back and forth is very typical. Everybody is based there that's based here for, technically for tax purposes, because we have a lower tax rate
now,
slightly controversially.
Give you a bit of a sweet
deal. Right.
And we're the only ones that speak English within the European Union, but it's questionable whether we do, actually.
Well, all your English. Signs have, what's the other language? Is it Gaelic?
Gaelic Irish, yeah.
Speak some of that for me. Do you?
Do you quit? Do you swear to God? It sounds a bit funky. Good morning to you.
Don't all languages when you don't know them?
Yeah, Sláinte is the most commonly referenced one for people who travel there, probably.
Say it again. I always said Sláinte.
Sláinte, yeah.
Sláinte. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got taught that, you know. They're like, don't say that. Say Sláinte. All right. Let's talk about the dates. I want to do this because we actually have a date in Mill Valley. I'm all excited about this. I may come see you guys. I think this is next Friday,
come,
isn't
come.
It?
Come, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, we can get a few tickets out there for your listeners if you want.
Oh, can we?
Oh, yeah.
Can they pick their show?
Yeah.
All right, here's the date.
The Independent would be the easiest one next Wednesday. But
all right, so this Sunday, DNA Comedy Lab in Santa Cruz, Vinny.
Santa Cruz.
So that's where Vinny lives.
What's it called?
The DNA's Comedy Lab.
Huh?
It's a huge new comedy club down there. You haven't been?
Oh, I haven't
wonderful.
Been. No. Let me look that up.
Well, he's got little kids and a job that starts at 3 in the morning.
That's right.
So you're not going anywhere.
Right. That's true.
March 10th, you're at Rohnert Park at Sally Tomatoes. March 11th, that's Wednesday of this coming week, the Independent in San Francisco. The 12th would be Thursday of next week, Improv San Jose. Firehouse Arts Center Pleasanton on March 14th. Do you have a calendar in front of you? I'm losing track of what days these are. Is that like a Friday night?
That's a Saturday. Yeah, Sunday, Saturday. We're in 14th, Walnut Creek at the Margaret Lasher Arts Center
for the Arts, right?
And then we're wrapping it up in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton Theater. Yeah, nobody
St.
plays.
Patrick's Day is on the 17th, which is Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
So and you'll be out that night?
Mill Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard for me on a nighttime, but that might be really... We always do corned beef and cat. My husband is like 100% Irish, so it's... always corned beef and cabbage, although there is no 100%, right?
You're going to have to check his DNA results because we don't eat corned beef and cabbage.
That's his thing.
That's a vicious rumor. Yeah, I know. You guys just looked at it on the internet and just ran with it.
Oh, his dear mom, she would make it for him.
I know.
And say, oh, my mom made it for me.
I don't even know if that was his mother. You need to look that up.
Well, he was an Irish twin, so 5th of 5 in 11 months. Anyway... Throckmorton, Mill Valley on the Tuesday. Thank you for coming. Anything you want to add here? Is there a website that people can check out these dates at?
RealIrishComedyTour.com. All right. So that's the website. And check us out. And yeah, come. I'm trying to get as many people walking around with the word feck written on their t-shirts as possible.
That is how many times is he going to say it? It's scaring me.
It's a clean
word. It's okay. It's fine.
Is it?
I had to record a comedy special a couple of months ago for a Mormon-owned company, Dry Bar Comedy, which is the largest portal of like clean comedy in the world. They're like, how about this word feck? And I'm like, no, it's clean. And it was like a month.
Well, what exactly does it translate to, David Nihil?
Happiness. Just loveliness and happiness. There's no direct translation of it without saying
for
something
happiness
a bit more
sake,
questionable. Yeah, exactly.
Call him Patty,
exactly.
Not Patty.
Oh, look at you. All very right. Impressed.
And just how I was like, what else could that possibly mean?
You pulled it back from the corned beef and cabbage there.
Well, look, sometimes there are no recovering from things. David Nihil.
Thanks, David.
Thank you very much.
And actually, DavidNihil.com, @DavidNihil on Instagram. Nice to meet you, and good luck with the comedy
very
tour.
Much likewise. Thank you very much.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.